I'll appoint a conference committee at 5:30 this afternoon. Senator Alford?
If there are other announcements before we move to recess, why don't we go ahead and do that?
Senator Menard?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I would like to announce, I'd like to have a transportation meeting. Like I said, we do have one bill. As soon as we can get there, say 10 minutes after we adjourn, that would be great. Or if we get there right after here, I think it'll only take about 5 minutes. Thank you.
Senator Pacheco?
We're in conference committee at some time. It may not be necessary, but under old business, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to waive the 5-day rule for the purposes of hearing HB 573, which is one of the fee bills, so that we can hear that bill in conjunction with some others today or tomorrow.
Without objection. Further announcements? Senator Cotton?
The Oil and Gas Committee will meet tomorrow at 4:30 or at another time posted to consider House
Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill 404, Dental Vision and Hearing Insurance Coverage. Majority of the committee recommends that BB Plus is CS New Thailand be passed. Report was sent by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Kraft and Collins, zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 404 has no further referral.
Approved.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill number 313, second Jude, excluding recreational activities sponsored by an employer that are performed at non-remote facilities not owned or leased by the employer from coverage provided under workers' comp. Majority of the committee recommends that BU Plus Senate CS new title and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Pierce, concurring Senators Kraft and Collins. Senator Pierce signed do pass Senate version. Previous zero House fiscal note applies. CS for House Bill number 313, second Jude, has a further referral to the Jude Committee. CRA committee considered CS for House Bill number 389, Labor and Commerce amended, recycling of lead acid batteries. The majority of the committee recommends that BB Plus Senate CS new title and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Frank, Chair, concurring. Senator Sturgelewski and Hoffman. Senator Pierce signed no recommendation. Previous year House fiscal note applies to Senate CS. CS for House Bill 389, Labor and Commerce amended, has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. Transportation Committee considered CS for House Bill number 402 rules, naming the Briggs Bridge. The majority of the committee recommends that BB Plus Senate CS new title and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Menard, Chair, concurring Senators Jones, Pierce, and Schultz. Previous House zero fiscal notes applied to Senate CS. CS for House Bill number 402 rules has a further referral to the Finance Committee. CRA Committee considered CS for House Bill number 451 resources relating to state and local taxation and other state regulation as affected by the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The majority of the committee recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senator Frank, Chair, concurring Senator Sturgelewski, Pearson, Hoffman. Previous House zero fiscal note. CS for House Bill number 451 resources has a further referral to the Finance Committee. And those are all standing committee reports this evening, Mr. President.
Thank you. Messages from the House.
Message dated May 5th, dear Mr. President. The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill number 405 amended, namely Senate CS for House Bill 405 Finance, making appropriations to the operating loan program expenses of state government and to capitalize funds, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate fails to recede from its amendment, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with a live committee from the Senate to consider the bills. Representative Navarre, Chair, Representative McLean, and Representative Barnes.
Senator Hoffman? The motion's up there.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate receive from our amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 405, thus adopting House Committee substitute for 405 Finance amended. I recommend it's no vote.
The question being, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 405 Finance amended? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote?
Short arm.
Secretary lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 405 Finance amended by a vote of 13 nays, 0 yeas. This time I'll appoint a like committee from the Senate to meet with the conference committee in the House. Our committee will be Chairman Senator Curtula, Senator Schultz, Senator Duncan. Mr. Halford?
There's no further business to come before the Senate. I'm moving to ask the Senate to stand as adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow. I withdraw the motion, pending announcement by the rules chair.
Thank you, Chair. Senator. I would give notice here that the Rules Committee will meet upon adjournment for the purposes of calendaring SB 404 and HB 382. Bills, one bill is just referred. SB 404 is an act relating to an offer of certain dental, vision, and hearing insurance coverage, and HB 382, while an act relating to regulating the practice of midwifery.
Thank you. Further announcements? Senator Halford?